So the image that the United States Empire is the most dominant nation in the world, and that its military can do anything it wants, and that our sanctions and our dollars, that we can weaponize them in any way we want, that image has now been utterly shattered twice. First was with Russia, and secondly now with Iran. But let's back up to Russia for a second. The plan of the West was to pillage Russia, to have a domestic uprising, to overthrow Putin, to install a U.S. puppet, which is exactly what Western forces did to Ukraine, obviously, starting in 2014. But the plan was to do that with Russia and then pillage Russia's resources. And you've even heard this admitted openly by senators and State Department people, etc. And they would say things like, well, you know, as soon as we defeat Russia, we'll just take all their energy and use that to pay for the war. That's the exact same thing we hear now about justifying the war on Iran. As soon as we defeat Iran and we'll overthrow their government and we'll install our own leaders and then we'll use their oil to pay for the war. Because that's the model. That's the model of U.S. imperialism. And that's what happened with Iraq, right? So all the oil that flows out of Iraq, the money for that oil goes to a trust account in New York City that's controlled by a bunch of globalist interests, etc. You know, the who's who of corrupt officials, that kind of thing. And so Iraq does not actually benefit from its own oil. It doesn't get the money. That money's held by the U.S., you know, with a promise that one day we'll let you have some of your own money back. But of course, that day will never come. The same model is intended for Iran. And Iran knows this, and it's one of the reasons why Iran stood up against this and said, no, we're not going to let you just destroy our country and pillage our resources and overthrow our people and install a puppet government like you did in Iraq, or what you were trying to do in Afghanistan and, you know, Syria and Libya, etc. Not going to let you do that. And so the U.S. was then forced into a position where it had to attempt to overthrow Iran by force. That's the effort that's currently underway, and that effort is failing. It's failing big time. Sure, the U.S. can drop a lot of bombs, and they can destroy Iran's virtually non-existent navy, you know, a bunch of small boats. Yeah, they can destroy Iran's virtually non-existent air force, which was flying F-4s built in the 1970s, maybe. Yeah, not quite the modern air force that Pete Hegseth was bragging about destroying. It wasn't a modern air force. It was an air force from the Jimmy Carter era and it barely existed at all. It doesn't matter. Iran's got missiles and drones, and that's all it needs. Missiles and drones and mountains and one strait, the Strait of Hormuz. That's all Iran needs in order to defeat the U.S. efforts to try to occupy and overthrow the country. So now, again, that illusion of military dominance has been shattered, and this has become a battle, an existential battle, for the American empire to now try to prove that it can take down any country it wants. Because if it fails to defeat Iran, then America is finished as a global empire. It's finished. In fact, I think that moment has already been passed. I think it's already been shown that America is weak. I mean, for example, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the most expensive ship ever built, close to $15 billion, is out of commission. It's not battle worthy. They're going to have at least an estimated 14 months of repairs, maybe more. So, you know, the most modern, advanced, expensive naval vessel ever built is unseaworthy when it comes to battle? Well, it's just part of the decline of the empire. And also the USS Abraham Lincoln can't get close to the shore of Iran because it keeps taking, you know, drone fire, missile fire, etc. It was damaged, and it dare not get close because it might be destroyed. So the entire threat of dominance from the U.S. Navy and its aircraft carriers, that has been shown to be a paper tiger. It's been exposed by Iran. Just like America's so-called air dominance, or NATO's air dominance, has been shown to be a paper tiger by Russia. Because Russia demonstrated that even with the help of everybody in NATO funneling weapons and munitions to Ukraine, that Ukraine still cannot defeat Russia. In fact, Ukraine can't even stop Russia's ongoing advances. And think about it. For years, we were told that Russia's finished. They're done. You know, our super weapons, our HIMARS missiles are going to defeat Russia. And then later it was, oh, the Abrams tanks are going to defeat Russia. And then it was the Challenger tanks were going to defeat Russia. And, you know, on and on. It was one promise after another. And then, oh, we're gonna manufacture millions of drones to defeat Russia, etc. It all turned out to be false. Russia hasn't been defeated. If anything, Russia is stronger than ever. And what's being defeated is NATO, as well as, you know, the eastern portion and southern portion of Ukraine, probably eventually. And Russia's in no hurry right now. They're not being squeezed by NATO, because NATO doesn't pose a legitimate military threat to Russia. Just like the United States doesn't pose a successful military threat of takeover of Iran. Despite what you hear on Fox News or CNN or from, you know, these washed up retired war generals or analysts that say, oh, we're going to go in there, we're going to occupy, we're going to overthrow, we're going to take the country. Don't think so. Why? Because, first of all, you'd have to throw millions of U.S. soldiers into Iran in order to even have a chance at occupation and takeover. And if you throw millions, or let's say at minimum 1 million, well, Iran has 90 million people. They can raise millions of soldiers to defend their empire, you know, their country, their heritage, and they will fight you. They outnumber you, they can outmaneuver you, and they have the home territory advantage. Their supply lines are all local, while America's supply lines are all halfway around the world. And based on, you know, really crippled manufacturing output, because the U.S. can't make the weapons and munitions at a pace that would be needed to sustain a war effort if you're going to occupy Iran. So the U.S. cannot credibly sustain an occupation of Iran. They can maybe land some troops and they can seize, you know, a port or a town or an island temporarily. Probably that's what's coming. And then, you know, Trump will say, we've defeated them again. It's a total defeat. We've taken the island with zero casualties and 100% approval. You know, you're going to hear that kind of nonsense. And then over the next few weeks, those soldiers will be surrounded and killed and captured. And just obliterated. And then what's Trump going to say? Well, we need to send in, you know, 100,000 troops. That's how the escalation happens. And then it's going to be 500,000 troops, you know. So this shows the American empire, if it had any legitimate military power remaining, the Strait of Hormuz would already be open. And the Iranian government would already be destroyed. And the Iranian people would have already revolted and begged for, you know, surrender terms or whatever. That's not happening. None of that is happening. If anything, Trump is begging for an off-ramp here. Please give me an off-ramp so I can look like something other than a total loser. You know, that's what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to figure out how he can create a win out of this obvious loss, because it's a huge loss for the American empire. And the American empire has, again, no credibility remaining as a projection of violence against other countries. Except maybe small nations, you know, yeah, you can still threaten Cuba, but you can't even occupy Cuba either. You know, you can't just go in and take over Cuba, and you can't take over Iran, you can't take over Russia, and you sure can't take over China. All those are delusional dreams that, of course, Trump and his delusional cabinet members will be pushing, but they're all impossible. You can't achieve that. So more and more modern America is living in the shadow of a once great empire that used to have total economic dominance over the world, that used to have total military dominance, and geopolitical dominance, currency dominance, all of that is slipping. And now we're in the transition. And over the next few years, you're going to see more and more people, well, nations, rejecting the U.S. dollar and standing up against the U.S. military and saying no to the coercion, no to the threats, or building their own systems of exchange of value, such as the BRICS system instead of SWIFT. And this transition is only going to be accelerated by the fact that Trump continues to punish America's allies, such as Taiwan or India or Japan or the EU, with punitive tariffs and economic sanctions, etc. This is accelerating the move away from America. Fast forward a few years, and America is a once great empire that is now in the spiral of collapse. Currency collapse, economic collapse, military collapse, domestic collapse, I already said industrial, but education, civility, you know, all these things are in a state of collapse. So this really is the end of the American empire as we know it. And Trump is only accelerating it in a last-ditch effort to try to reassert dominance, and it is failing miserably. And Trump's actually the perfect caricature of a person to be the last emperor of a failed empire, because he's so insane and he's so ridiculous. Every time he speaks, he contradicts something he said 30 minutes earlier. So he makes no sense at all. It's like a large language model gone bad. It's like you're chatting with a chatbot and the chatbot just lost its mind. Like that's Trump. That's how he talks. And the sad thing is the American people just have no idea what's coming. They think the American empire is forever, and it's actually almost over. So get prepared for the end of the American empire, because it is rapidly approaching, and it's not going to be a one-day thing. It's a gradual process, but that process has already begun. So stay informed, stay aware, stay prepared. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com. You can get prepared by visiting my online store at healthrangerstore.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. So, thank you for listening. Be ready for uncertain times. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.